Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, Movies That Make a Strange Impact. I have a wild story I have been looking forward to telling you for quite some time. Of course, you know that I talk about being born in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And now Asheville is like this fancy tourist town with all of these nice hotels and restaurants and breweries. But I actually grew up in the country. I grew up in the rural area. I went to Irwin High School, for those of you who happen to be familiar with the area. I hung out a lot growing up in Lester and Alexander and Madison County and Haywood County. And so I knew a lot of good old country boys. And at my high school, there were a number of friends I had named TJ. And one day at lunch, one of the guys named TJ, he sat down and he was showing off this big wad of cash. And everybody's, of course, asking him, how'd you get that? And he was being kind of secretive about it. And then finally, he couldn't help himself. And he told me, he says, man, I've been going to the chicken fights. And I said, what are you talking about? And he explained to me that on the weekends, I guess particularly Saturday nights, you could drive a couple hours over to Tennessee, into Tennessee, way back up in the mountains, and you'd go down these old hidden dirt roads, and you would finally
come upon some kind of a giant barn, and you would walk inside, and it was built like a stadium where all of these people from the community would come, and they would fight roosters, and they would bet on them. And of course, this was illegal, but he'd gotten into the habit of going, and he was very good at predicting which rooster was going to win. And he says, "Man, I want somebody to come with me. I'll take you one weekend if you want to go." So I said, "You know what? I got to see this." So sure enough, just the two of us, we dressed up as country as possible. And it was exactly as he described. I was amazed. We went down all these twisty roads, and finally there it was, this huge structure. And inside, it looked like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. It was just packed. It was like an arena. All these people were packed in a circular fashion, you know, like some Roman gladiator design, and everybody's cheering and screaming, and they're waving cash in their hands. And these two guys would come out with their roosters, and they would agitate them and then let them go at it and fight. And people would bet on this. And I was amazed, because we were sitting there, and of course they're selling hot dogs and popcorn. I mean, just like, you know, this is just, you would never think that you're somewhere where this is illegal. And at one point I looked over and I go, uh-oh. And I see a guy standing there, looks like a deputy or somebody. He's clearly in uniform, and he has a badge on. And I said to my friend, I go, "TJ, do we need to hit the road? Looks like the law is here." And he goes, "Oh, no, no, we're cool." He says, "The sheriff runs the whole thing." I said, "What?" Yeah. I was so amazed that this was taking place. So, and was so accepted, you know, in this community, that I thought, I need to tell this story somehow. And of course, I started publishing books when I was a teenager. And, so I was trying my hand at all kinds of writing. And at one point I said, "You know what? I'm going to try to write a screenplay." And I figured that a comedy would be an easy thing to write. And so I took my experience there. And I guess when I was about 18 years old, I wrote this screenplay about these good old boys who go chicken fighting, and they have this prize rooster, and he gets stolen, and then they go on this big adventure to try to retrieve this rooster. Okay, that was my plot. So I wrote this screenplay. I wanted it to have a catchy, kind of wild, crazy sounding name, so I called it Inbred Rednecks. And I sent this screenplay all over the country, you know, to all the producers, and everybody turned it down. But everybody I told about it said, "Man, this would be a hilarious movie, and it wouldn't be that expensive to make, blah, blah, blah." And so I kind of talked myself into making the movie myself. And I thought, yeah, it wouldn't be that expensive to make. So I had never touched a 16 millimeter film camera in my life. I went out and bought one of those for a few thousand bucks, taught myself barely how to use it. And I set aside a budget. You know, my budget was $25,000. I'd made a decent amount of money early on in life because of my books were selling really well. So I took $25,000. I went to the local radio station. I put out a casting call. Had this big audition. Half of the people who got roles were people who worked at the radio station because they're natural hams, you know. And long story short, there ended up being over 1,000 people involved in this. It took us, you know, a couple months to shoot it. We had bar fights and car chases and like all that kind of good old Dukes of Hazzard stuff. We lived on this estate out in Barnardsville called Greystone, and Johnny and Cindy Capps, who own Greystone, were just unbelievably generous with their property and their resources and giving us a base camp and a place to stay and live, you know, out in the sticks when we're making this movie. So when the movie came out, right off the bat, you know, we had problems. Like at the premiere, people flew in from all over for the premiere, and the projector broke down halfway through the movie. And like, you know, we got off to a really bad start. But I started shopping this movie around to film festivals. That was my first step. And it started doing actually really well. None of the major ones. It was not like, Sundance or anything like that. But there are a lot of film festivals out there, and it started winning awards, and it started getting reviews that were good, where people were saying basically like, this movie sucks, but it's hilarious. It's one of those. It was always like a backhanded compliment. One of those, I guess, so bad it's good kind of thing. I don't know. But like, I'll give you an example here. On IMDb, here's the first review that pops up. I just was looking at this as I was prepping for the show. The review is titled, "This movie is hilarious." And then it starts off and says, "Horrible script, horrible direction, horrible lighting, horrible jokes, horrible sound, horrible acting. So why do I love it so much? It has this great homey feel to it. You can tell everybody who made the film is friends. There are some hilarious scenes." And he goes on to say, "Numerous times in college, I would rent this and my roommates and I loved it." And he basically ends by saying, "Watch this movie. It's a funny, funny movie. See it if you like gross, crude, poorly done movies. I give this movie, I think he says, 10 or something like that." So anyway, look, that's the kind of stuff. It was really weird stuff like that, but I can kind of understand it. You know, it's fine. I admit it. Yeah, it was a super low budget movie made by inexperienced people, but it has this sort of appeal. I mean, like, for example, now, I guess, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a cult classic, but it's definitely got an underground audience that loves it so much that I've met people who have tattooed the logo from that movie on their arms. I finally got this kind of low-level distributor in New York to distribute the film, and, you know, it appeared to have sold poorly. I never made that $25,000 back. So, you know, it's just one of those goofy things that I did a long time ago. Again, I'm talking, I think I shot it in 1996, and it ended up being released on DVD or VHS, I guess, in 1998. So we're talking about, you know, like 25 years ago, right? And it's not something I think about very often. In fact, you can watch it for free if you want to. Go to YouTube and just look up Inbred Rednecks, and I'm sure it'll pop up there for you. But I do not recommend that you do that. But if you're curious, you can. I actually am in the movie. You'll see a very young, much thinner version of myself in that movie. So here's the wild story. A few weeks ago, I don't know what happened. I was looking up something about some reviews that I got on something, and I came across the IMDb page for this movie, Inbred Rednecks. Now, IMDb is like the internet movie database. Just about every production out there has an IMDb page, and it tells you who all the cast and crew are, and it's got, you know, kind of links to the whole project. So I was looking at the IMDb page for Inbred Rednecks, and it says right here in the middle, connections, and then it says referenced in the movie Jersey Girl in 2004. And I was like, what? Referenced in Jersey Girl? That's a major mainstream movie starring Ben Affleck, produced by Kevin Smith. This story, I don't know, this blew my mind. When we come back from this break, what I tell you might blow your mind as well, when I figured out something that I should have known 20 years ago. I just found out. By the way, hey, you know what? If you want some free stuff, how would you like a free good luck charm? Or how about my free 5-minute money miracle secret? Or how about free instructions on how to create an aura visor at home? Or how about a free PDF of my Haunted Asheville ebook? You can get all that stuff emailed to you instantly. These are all online digital gifts. Just go to joshuapwarren.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a spot where you can sign up for my free e-newsletter. You put your email address in there, you hit submit, and then bang, you're given links to all that stuff. You can get it right now for free. Go to joshuapwarren.com, sign up for my free e-newsletter. I type it with my own fingers. And you know what? While you're there, go check out the Curiosity Shop as well. You will find things there that you will not find anywhere else in the world. Even if you don't want to buy anything, do some window shopping. Just read about some of this stuff. It's entertaining. I am Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more strange things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato Zume! I've got a pretty wild twist for you. And the story about the movie I made. But first off, I want to get this out of the way. Have some sad news. It breaks my heart to report that our dog Llama has passed on. She was just too old and the cancer was just too advanced. We did everything we could, but you know what? I sincerely believe that your prayers and all the things that you did extended her life, because she lived happily much longer than the doctors thought. And, you know, it's, I'd like to tell you at some point the whole story of what happened and some of the things that we did that may be beneficial to you if you have a pet, and some of the people who helped us. I'm not going to do that on this podcast. I will record it and put it somewhere on the internet, and then I'll tell you how you can go listen to it if you want to, because I don't want you to listen to this show and get sad, because we know in the end of this story, a dog is going to die. But, you know, I felt like I needed to let you know. And so, you know, obviously Lauren and I have been having a very tough time. But, you know, like I say, I just am so grateful for all the things that you did to help us. So I'll let you know when I finally am ready to talk about it and I record the full story. And then, like I say, I'll tell you how to listen to it. And you know what? Also, there is, I've been reading about this mystery illness that some dogs are getting, around the country. And you know what? If you go to thesigillab.com, there is a free sigil there for pet protection. And don't wait till it's too late. Go to thesigillab.com, and sigil is spelled S-I-G-I-L. And when you go there, you can see all the things that we offer, but if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a link that says for more info on Paracymatics sigils, click here. And if you click that, it's going to take you to a big page with all kinds of free sigils. And one of them is for pet protection. So get that thing printed out, put it near where your pet hangs out. You know, you might even consider turning it into a little necklace or something for your pet. All right. Back to this weird story. Here I see on IMDb that it claims that this very obscure movie that I made 25 or so years ago is somehow connected to this mainstream movie called Jersey Girl that came out in 2004. This is a $35 million film starring Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler, who, of course, is the daughter of Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler. It even had George Carlin in it. And it was directed by Kevin Smith. And, you know, he's very famous for, like, well, he's made a lot of movies, but his big hit was this little independent movie he made called Clerks back in the day. And I thought, well, what possible connection could there be? I've never seen the movie Jersey Girl. So I rented Jersey Girl. I went to Amazon and, actually, I guess I bought it. And then I just started scanning through it. And to my absolute shock, I mean, 1 hour, 1 minute and 18 seconds into the movie Jersey Girl, there is a scene where Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler are in a video rental store. And apparently she works there. And she's walking along working and he's talking to her. And at 1 hour, 1 minute and 18 seconds in that movie, right next to Liv Tyler's head on the shelf to the left there, directly in line with her head, is the cover box for my movie, Inbred Rednecks. And it's very recognizable because it has one of the characters from the movie, shooting a bird, and so you can't miss that. And I was just like, again, my jaw hit the floor. I couldn't believe this. And now I know that Kevin Smith, he used to work in a video store, and I'm sure he was very particular about every single box that was placed in every scene of that movie. In fact, right next to it, or right near it, on the shelf, is one of the Batman movies. I think it was the Batman with Val Kilmer in it. And so, I mean, I'm just like astounded that my movie, my little obscure movie, is in a scene of a major movie with Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck standing right there, and it's been there for 20 years. Jersey Girl came out in 2004. Somebody went to IMDb and posted it, but nobody ever told me about it over the past 20 years. I just, like, Lauren and I could not get over that. That was one of the weirdest, craziest things that I don't know. Maybe you don't think that's as weird as I do, but if you put yourself in my position, maybe, you know, it'll make sense to you. And something else that's interesting, there must have been somebody maybe in that production, you know, who was kind of familiar with more like regional indie films and stuff, because in the scene before that, there is a song being played by Ben Folds. You know, Ben Folds 5, and Ben Folds, he grew up in Western North Carolina. So there are at least two connections right there that I know of, even though this movie is called Jersey Girl and it's all filmed around New Jersey and New York and stuff. So I don't know. I just had to tell you that personal story about this movie that I made and the bizarro life it has had since then. And somebody said you should contact Kevin Smith and tell him you want your little piece of his pie. But I like Kevin Smith. I don't want to stain any relationship I might have with him one day. I'm actually very flattered by it, honestly. And this whole concept of movies, and oh yeah, by the way, I did make another movie that I starred in that I think is better. This is more recent. This came out in 2015. Go to YouTube. You can watch it for free. It's called The Commodore. If you just type in The Commodore and my name, I guess it'll probably come up. I think that's a better movie. Others disagree, but anyway, go check that out. It's got me and my buddy C. Eric Scott in it. It's a comedy as well. I started thinking about movies, though, and how that there are certain movies that, you know, they make an impact on you, and some of them make a strange impact. And, you know, we have holidays year round all in this world, and a lot of people, they say for the holidays, I'm just going to sit down and watch movies. So I thought what I would do is share with you just a kind of a short list of some of the movies that I think tap into a very cerebral element of understanding reality. You know, what is reality? So I think kind of, you know, it doesn't have to be a holiday. A kind of a mind-boggling way to spend a weekend would be to watch these movies back to back, even if you've already seen them in the past. I have this little list of movies that I just think, like, this would make a heck of an evening if you just watch these first three back to back in one day. There's a fourth one I can toss in there as well. It's tricky to talk about these movies without spoiling them. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here. I'm just going to kind of even tell you off the top of my head sort of what it's about and leave it at that. So make a list. You want to, you know, I don't know how it's so, we're so futuristic now. I think people just make lists on their phones. They don't even take out a pen and paper. Try watching these three movies back to back. The first one is kind of a duh, The Matrix. All right. That movie came out in 1999 with Keanu Reeves. And you know what's funny? Recently, I was talking about how that name Reeve and Reeves and stuff is connected to a lot of often tragedy. And Lauren reminded me that Keanu Reeves had some tragedy in his life as well. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I want to say that some of his family members, close family members, may have died in a car accident or something like that. I'll check on that and correct myself if I'm wrong. But The Matrix, of course, the first time I saw The Matrix, I actually didn't quite get it. I saw it in the theater and I was just, I don't know, I just didn't connect with it. I kind of found it sort of boring and it lost me in certain parts. But then it was later on when I, with subsequent views and thinking more about it, that it started connecting. And then it became almost, eerie because, you start thinking, well, what if this is how it works? And again, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's kind of about the idea that we're all sort of living into a virtual reality, that our brains are plugged into this thing that we perceive as reality, but our bodies are actually somewhere else and they're being used in a different way. So that's a good That's a good analogy for what we have to think about these days when we deal with the internet and cyber reality and now artificial intelligence and how, you know, where you draw the line between realities and how much control you have. So obviously we start with the Matrix. Number two would be, I hear the music kicking in. I guess we have to wait till after the break for me to tell you what number two is. Number two and number three, you could watch, like I say, just those three, but I'm going to go a little beyond that as well. These are not just, I'm not just telling you about movies that are like movies that I necessarily like or my favorites or whatever, just movies that make a strange impact on almost a philosophical, metaphysical level. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. So movie number one on this list of movies that make a strange impact is The Matrix. Number two on the list is a movie that came out in 2011, called The Adjustment Bureau, starring Matt Damon. This is actually based on a story by Philip K. Dick. And, you know, a lot of crazy sci-fi movies are based upon his work. As a matter of fact, I was on a radio program one time, and they had also as a guest one of Philip K. Dick's wives, because he was married, you know, more than once. But she was a very nice lady. She knew about me and said that she enjoyed my work and all that. So I was really honored. And I got to talk to her off the air, you know, some about what it was like to live with the great sci-fi genius Philip K. Dick. But anyway, this movie, The Adjustment Bureau. Okay, here's how I'm going to describe this one. So basically it's kind of about the idea that everybody has, a destiny, and that the creepy part is that in this movie, there are these kind of shadowy figures that kind of loom around your life and tweak things and adjust things to make sure that you fulfill your destiny. And there are times when that can be really good. But what if you don't agree with what they want you to do? You know, that's where it gets tricky. And so almost think of like angels, like good angels and dark angels that are secretly kind of intervening in your life and trying to nod and push you and I guess nudge and push you in certain directions. And it makes you think a lot about fate and destiny and free will and the choices that you have. The third one is The Truman Show, which came out in 1998, starring Jim Carrey. And that, of course, is about this almost kind of paranoia that we sometimes feel, that what if, like, let me put it this way. How do you know that you're not like the only one in the world who's not in on the joke? Or how do you know that everything around you is real, is really the way it seems, and that it's not some kind of a conspiracy where everybody's just, you know, telling you one version of a story and it's kind of a false narrative? I mean, think of, I don't want to spoil like the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus for anybody, but I think you adults know what I'm talking about. When you're raised up as a kid, they're like, oh, there's this guy, Santa Claus, and he flies around with reindeer and he comes down your chimney. And everybody tells you this. And then you reach a certain age where the story begins to change a little bit. Or you discover that, you know, the story is not quite the way it was being presented. How far does that go in life? To what extent does everybody around you know something that you don't know? So again, yeah, it's kind of a paranoia. It has to do with how much you are able to just let down your guard and trust the world and go with it. Those three movies right there would be enough for a mind-boggling, thought-provoking, very cerebral, impactful weekend right there. Just The Matrix, The Adjustment Bureau, and The Truman Show. But if you're still left wanting more at that point,
add this fourth one in. It's called Being There. A lot of you probably never heard of it. Being There, from 1979, starring Peter Sellers. And this is a movie about your mindset and how your mindset affects the things that happen around you. And how that sometimes if you just let go and relax and go with the flow, you get elevated to these insane levels of celebrity and abundance and wealth. You know, like, I hate to say it, but how often do you look at somebody who's extremely rich and famous and seems to have everything? And you're like, I don't get it. How did that person, I don't think this person is that talented. I don't think this person is this or that. Maybe there's something that they understand about, you know, their approach to life that you can learn from. And being there, it really helps you to appreciate that mindset. It was one of Peter Sellers' last performances. And that movie also has a very interesting connection to me because, it was filmed in large part. A lot of it was filmed at the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Carolina, where I grew up. So I see a lot of local connections for me when I go down this. So let's call it a four movie list. All right. The Matrix. And you don't have to watch them in this order, but I think it would be a good order. The Matrix, The Adjustment Bureau, The Truman Show, and Being There. Now that I've said that, I do want to add in some other movies here that still are movies that kind of make an impact and make you think about things. They're not as metaphysical as the three or four that I just gave you, but still, They Live from 1988 with Rowdy Roddy Piper. It's sort of a sci-fi horror comedy where he gets this pair of glasses, and every time he puts them on, he sees that there are aliens around us disguised as humans, and that also there are subliminal messages that can only be seen when you've got these glasses on. And he starts to realize that he's in the middle of a big conspiracy. The movie Signs with Mel Gibson from 2002. That's definitely one of my favorites because that also is a movie about the design of reality and whether or not things just happen coincidentally or if there is some meaning and some purpose behind how everything fits together, that everything happens for a reason. Right. Another movie that makes an impact. This is another movie from director M. Night Shyamalan, who also directed Signs. It's called The Sixth Sense. Surely you've seen The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis from 1999. It's about the kid who can see dead people. I will not spoil the end of that for you if you haven't seen it. but it's famous for its ending. And then this is one that, you know, I was talking to Lauren and we just said, you know what? Let's throw it in there. It's one of the most, it does make an impact, but you probably need to be on something. 2001, A Space Odyssey from 1968. And, you know what? It's one of those movies that nobody can really describe. Everybody has a different interpretation. And I could tell you who starred in it. You probably wouldn't recognize the names because I think the real star of that movie was Stanley Kubrick, the director. This was like a glimpse into his mind and the mind of, I guess it was Arthur C. Clarke he was working with on this. I don't know. Maybe the star is HAL, the artificial intelligence computer.
Daisy.
For those of you who've seen the movie, you know what I'm doing there. But yeah, that movie, yeah, I think you at least need like a glass of wine or something before you watch 2001 A Space Odyssey. But now that I've said that, I'm just going to toss these out, you know, cause hey, you know, it's my podcast. I can talk about movies I just like. I like, Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve from 1978. It's one of my all time favorites. And, in fact, interestingly enough, I have, you know, a collection of all kinds of strange things that I keep at my house that are near and dear to me. And one of them that I recently obtained is a life mask of Christopher Reeve. I have a little section that's like a Superman section where I have actual screen used kryptonite from the movies and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I've got now this, this life mask of Christopher Reeve there. It's amazing. You know, it's like when they cast his face before they were going to use it for a, an effect in a movie. Star Wars, duh. 1977. The first three Star Wars movies, as far as I'm concerned, are the only real Star Wars movies. But, you know, that made such an impact on me that I wrote Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And that's what's most important to me about Star Wars. I think Star Wars is all about the Force. And I described why in my book, and you can read that for free if you go to joshuapwarren.com. And you'll see somewhere on the web page, you might have to go to the Curiosity Shop, somewhere you'll see the cover of that book, Use the Force, and you click it, and you can download a PDF of it in, I think, at least English and Spanish, maybe some other languages. But my ultimate favorite movie, can you guess? It's Raiders of the Lost Ark. The first Indiana Jones movie, of course, starring Harrison Ford, 1981. That, to me, is the perfect movie. It's got all the elements in it. It captures, you know, this journey of investigating the paranormal and exploring things with this adventurous attitude. It's just got everything you want in a good movie. And, you know, there are so many other great movies. It's just, it's really frustrating to even try to get into it. Forrest Gump, The Shawshank Redemption, Immortal Beloved, Ed Wood, Unforgiven, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jurassic Park, Jaws, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Ghostbusters, the James Bond movies. And then there's some super bizarro stuff, you know, like Gummo. It's truly overwhelming when you just think about good or interesting and outstanding movies. You know, I could go on and on, but I got more to tell you when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in the way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And yes, indeed, I looked it up, and sure enough, Keanu Reeves has had, he's had some tragedies. He and his wife had a stillborn baby. And then later on, she was killed in a car accident, and she and the baby are buried next to each other. Terrible. God, can't even imagine. You know what? There's a movie that's I also have a connection to that is one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen, and it's so weird that I'm going to have to tell you about it on another edition of this show, because I'm in the last segment and I don't have time to get into it, and I don't want to rush through it. But like I was saying, there are so many great movies, and it's truly overwhelming when you just think about how many good or interesting or outstanding movies there are out there. And please listen to me very carefully when I say this, right? There is no need to now message me with your favorite movie or a movie that you think is super weird and wild. I get too many messages already as it is. I mean, I'm just letting you know some things that I think you might like, that will make an impact since you listen to this podcast. But there's no need to send me away. Well, because everybody's got a favorite movie, and if everybody emails me their favorite movie, then, you know, it's going to blow me up here. I will say this, though. Just last night, Lauren and I watched a movie that was actually much better than I was expecting, because the reviews are not that great. Whenever I have a project that requires the best artist that I know of, I hire Mr. Sam Sheeran. He has done a book cover for me, a poster, lots of logos. He did my coffee labels. Sam Sheeran, I think he's the best of the best. And he started talking months ago about how that he had been hired by a big movie studio to do a poster for an upcoming film starring Simon Pegg, Minnie Driver, Christopher Lloyd. And the movie
is called Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose. Have you heard about this? Yeah. Nandor Fodor, he was a real parapsychologist. And I'm not sure when he lived. He was a contemporary of Harry Price. And Harry Price has always been a very interesting figure. I think he was kind of the original ghost hunter. And so if you don't know who Harry Price was and you're interested in ghost hunting, you know, you go back and learn about Harry Price. But anyway, I talked about this thing, the talking mongoose, because not Nandor Fodor, he really did go out and do this investigation of the talking mongoose back in the 1930s, I guess. And so they made this movie it's loosely based around it, but it's not that loosely based. It seems like it might be kind of accurate in a lot of ways. But if you don't know what the talking mongoose is, listen to episode 27 of this podcast, Strange Things. That episode is called The Talking Mongoose and Amazing Animals. And so, you'll learn more about what that is, what that means, and therefore, if you watch this movie, you'll appreciate it more. But Lauren and I really enjoyed this movie, Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose. I bought it on Amazon Prime for like $6.99. And, yeah, I would watch it again. Very, very, very interesting and, actually kind of a funny movie in a lot of ways. I want to mention real quick here. My goodness, I always have so many notes and so little time. I have this collection of interesting objects at my house. And so one thing that I plan to do pretty soon is I have a 5K video camera. Excuse me. And I'm going to go down and I'm going to videotape some of my collection in my house and upload it to YouTube for free. And so therefore, I would like for you to make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search for my name, Joshua P. Warren, and my channel will pop up there. And my channel is not monetized, so everything's freely available. And just subscribe to it, and that way you'll get to see this video. I think I'm going to start making more YouTube videos just because it's kind of fun. And I made a little video the other day that I haven't edited yet. It has nothing to do with paranormal or strange stuff, but I figured I'd share this with you. I like watching these YouTube videos that are food challenges. I don't know why. I guess it's just because I'm truly astounded when I see some of these little skinny guys and ladies sit down and just like eat these unbelievable mountains of food in 20, 30 minutes, an hour. I mean, whatever it is. And I guess I don't really envy them because it doesn't look like it's a pleasant thing, but it also makes you think, well, if you can eat like that, then you also can just go out and eat whatever you want, like a normal person, you know, have a Big Mac and fries whenever you want to, and you're going to be A-okay. So, but I like doing that stuff. And recently I was eating some French fries and I was dipping them in Heinz ketchup. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm not sure if my taste buds have changed or what, but, I'm not really digging this flavor I'm getting right here. And so I decided to do a blind taste test and I went out of my way. Whenever I'm going to do something like this, I went out of my way and I got 6 different ketchups. Okay. I got the Heinz. I got Hunt's. I got, French's. I got the ketchup that Amazon makes and I got the ketchup that Walmart makes. I figured 6 was plenty. Wait, that's only 5. What am I missing one? And the ketchup that Whole Foods makes. And so I videotaped this thing and it was as clinically and scientifically done as I could do it in my kitchen. I left the room. We had 6 plates. Lauren labeled the bottom of each plate and then she put the, a blob of ketchup on each one, mixed it all up 3-card Monty style. Then I came back into the room. Nobody knows which ketchup is which at this point. I had a glass of water there to clean my palate. I had a spoon there to taste the ketchup by itself, but then I also had some fresh French fries there from one of my favorite restaurants, so I could also taste them on French fries. So I took my time and I went through this whole process, and when I was done, time for the big reveal, I flipped it over. The one that I picked as my favorite was French's ketchup. So then we had all this stuff laid out, and so we said, well, hey, let's do this over for Lauren. So she left the room. I started with whole new fresh plates and everything, put it all together. Here's what you have to understand about Lauren and myself. We've been together now, you know, like 25 years or so. And we have a lot in common. It's not true that opposites attract when it comes to relationships. But we have some pretty different tastes when it comes to food. She likes a lot of things that I don't like, and vice versa. And as a matter of fact, sometimes she looks at what I prepare and she says it's like something a madman in an asylum would eat. But nonetheless, I wonder what she's going to pick here. There's no way I could predict. I was kind of surprised that I picked French's. Did the same thing for Lauren. Lauren picked French's ketchup also. Can you believe that? I thought, what are the chances of that? Our tastes are not that similar. And I'm not being paid to say that. I should be at this point. I think French's needs to come sponsor this podcast after me saying that. But that's the truth. So I filmed that little thing. And I don't know, at some point, it's not like I don't have enough to do here. But I'll probably upload that. And I have some other interesting things that I would like to upload that just for fun. And also, I'm probably going to be, I think some of my collection of weird stuff and interesting stuff and movie props and all that, it's probably going to be like on a rotating schedule where I move certain things out into storage while I display certain things. So you want to make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel for that. Well, I wish I had more time, but I don't. So that means you're just going to have to listen again next time. And so now let's end with the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.